this year I felt that a change was needed. I think it was the right time for me to step down, but also with our leadership program that we've got coming through, we've had so many good leaders that have developed that I think should get the opportunity to captain the football club.
Yes, that was the big story last week. Luke Hodge handing over the captaincy to Jared Rufford. We thought we'd get Brad Sewell on, a dual premiership player, best and fairest winner, to talk about both Hodge and Rufford, what sort of captain Rufford will be. And Sewell joins us. Thanks for your time, Brad.
Morning, Matty. How's things?
Good. Let's talk about Luke Hodge first and the legacy as a captain he will leave. What made him such a great captain to play under?
It's one of those things, it's a little bit hard to put your finger on. Hodge's so well-rounded. You see what he's like on the football field as that general out there and marshalling the troops, etc. But the way he galvanises the group behind closed doors is one of his greatest attributes. His mateship, he'd do anything for any of his teammates and any of his mates, and that shone through. So when he asks something of the guys out there, they tend to respond pretty quickly.
Sully Moons here. Behind closed doors, I guess we, as in the general public and as opposition, we see what he was like on the field. I can hear what he was like on the field when I played against you guys. But behind closed doors, was he the guy that stood up in front of everybody and delivered the message, or was he a bit more reserved away from the football field?
No, he certainly felt comfortable doing both, Moons. When things needed to be said, he certainly wasn't shy in coming forward. That said, because of the promo before, the leadership program that was in place and the strength of the leadership group, as he progressed through the years of his captaincy, the guys he had around him were so good at doing that as well. So they managed to step forward and bring their leadership and develop their leadership throughout those years as well.
The next captain, Sewell, you must have been rapt when you heard on Friday that it was going to be Jared Rufford.
Isn't it just one of those great stories? Moons, I know you get along quite well with Ruffy. He's that sort of a bloke that everybody loves, whether you play with him or against him. A little bit like Hodgie, in a sense, is that he's a man's man. Everyone wants to have a beer with Ruffy at some stage, and Hodgie is certainly the same. So, I mean, the hell of a time Ruffy's gone through the last sort of 12 to 18 months. And then for him to come through so strongly, to first of all put his hand up and then to be given the captaincy is just it's not a great story.
I found it interesting, Sully, that I heard his press conference. He said, I didn't actually know anything about it. I only found out basically that morning. I mean, it just shows the stature that he has at the football club, that they didn't even go through a voting system or go through the peers or anything like that. It was just, Ruffy, it's yours.
Yeah. I don't know what the system was, but there would have been no internal pushback whatsoever, I'd imagine, if once the word came through that Ruffy was given a position. As I said, he's a genuine carer within the group. He's got so much love and empathy for all of his teammates, and ripped the heart out of the club when the announcement came through the troubles that he had, was it last year? He'll have the entire support unequivocally from his teammates and certainly the club.
Surely, I suppose a few experts had Hawthorne sliding a little bit before the news that Jared Rufford, was going to play, now he's going to be captain. Has that changed your opinion on where you think the Hawks will finish in 2017 with Ruff back there?
Yeah, there's still a great unknown, I think. What they've lost at the top end, but then the midfielders that they've brought in, and obviously some question marks still remain over Jaeger. And having Ruffy, arguably the competition's greatest big forward, coming back into the side, you've got to argue they're still going to be right up there again.
Brad, it was a fantastic story. Jared Rufford is captain, I reckon, the best story of the year so far, and it could be the best story of 2017. Thanks very much for joining us.
I agree. Thanks, guys.